Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, the one that's won 5 international awards, The Third Ingredient, with a number 3. Check it out at thethirdingredient.com. So I hope you check those out, and of course, you can hope you get a chance to you can check them out at Amazon. So Sarah Heiner is our guest, folks. Sarah's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, CEO and president of Bottom Line Publications. And that's where you can find their twice monthly publication, which covers a lot of different areas. We talk about them on the show. Of course, their annuals. Give us the website, Sarah.
BottomLineInc.com.
There you go. So check it out, folks, and subscribe to there. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Hey, Sarah, one of the things you guys covered last week was this thing about germs when you're traveling on a plane. Now, I travel a fair amount on airlines every month, at least once, sometimes 2 or 3 times, maybe 4. And so I'm not a germaphobe at all. Sometimes, you know, I just don't think about it. I don't worry about it, but I am feeling more and more conscious of not having my own space when I travel. The airlines have literally, I mean, they keep knocking a quarter inch a year off of every seat. And I mean, I'm not a tall person, but I'm kind of square. And I take up all my room. I don't take up anybody else's room, but I don't have any extra for anybody else. But how do you avoid getting germs when you're riding for 3 hours and the person next to you is all over you? I mean, they're just, you know, it's like you're sandwiched in there. How do you do that? How do you avoid germs? I mean, and that's real. And I'll tell you something else. On an airline, folks, you're in a petri dish. It's not a plane. It's a petri dish, and whatever everybody else in that plane has, you have it. Go ahead.
It's true. Well, you know, it is. It is a petri dish. It's a closed environment, and you are just stuck around with these germs all over. So the biggest thing is about touching and just staying away from the surfaces and what you touch. Number one, as inconvenient as it is, sit in the window. That way you're kind of in your own little, you can hide in
your
seat.
See, I want the aisle so I can make it.
I like the aisle as well, but if you want to avoid the germs, the aisle has you more exposed to surfaces. People are going back and forth. So you got to close yourself off,
point.
Be in
That's
the window.
That's a good point.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, that said, there are other things that you can do. The biggest thing is touching, right? So when you're on that plane, I've seen people that come on and they take their Clorox wipes and they wipe down every single surface of everything. I'm not that person.
Yeah.
But I do be sure two things. One is I don't touch my face, any of my mucous membranes when I'm on there. So don't touch your face. Don't touch your eyes. Don't touch your mouth. Don't touch your nose. Because that's where you're transferring germs. So if you have an itch, use the back of your hand. You just don't want to transfer because all that junk is on your hands. As soon as I get off the plane, I go stop in the restroom and I wash my hands. First thing I
So it would be tacky. It would be tacky to spray your neighbor with DDT, then, wouldn't it?
There are those that think that might not be so appropriate. Yes, there are those that think that if you hand them your own box of Clorox wipes and say, "Hi, you're disgusting. Please wipe yourself off."
Well, just say here. Here's a handy wipe. Would you wipe yourself down? So look. You talked about the nasal.
You'd be one of those YouTube videos that they flash all over. Look at what this guy, the fight he started on the plane.
Talk about the mouth and the nose thing. Let me say this. I use sinus rinse. I use Neil Med, and I use it every day. In all my life, I do it every day of my life. But when I travel, I make sure I do it, and I take it with me. And, folks, I encourage you to use a sinus rinse before you go, and when you get wherever you can off the airplane, out of the airport, do it again, because I'm telling you, that sinus rinse is great. It'll make you feel better, and it'll keep you from getting sick. It'll go a long way to keep you from getting sick.
People don't realize your germs are coming through those mucous membranes. Breathing it.
And they lodge.
Your eyes.
And if you can rinse them out before they get connected, you won't get sick.
Here's another interesting tidbit when you're traveling. So those security bins, when you're going through TSA, those big white bins, and you throw your keys and you throw your phone in there.
Right.
There's germs in there.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's been, they're disgusting stuff in. So don't stick your phone straight in that bin. Stick it in a pocket. Oh. Stick it in your bag. Same thing with your keys. Stick them in something else so that when they come back out, they haven't picked up all the other germs and slime off of everybody else. Because, you know, your cell phone is an extremely germy place.
All right, so what's this business about cold water cleans as good as hot water? I don't believe that.
That's about hot water. So this is interesting. You don't necessarily, this is about cleaning things off. One of the best, you talked about germaphobes. One of the things that we've done that's been dangerous to our own health is get so antimicrobial.
Right.
So we've got, you know, the Purells, and we've got all the antibacterial soaps and all of that. That oddly has made us sicker in some ways.
Really?
Because there's good bacteria and there's bad bacteria.
Ah,
right?
So the Purell gets both kinds?
All the bacteria? Pardon?
The Purell gets both kinds?
Yes. And you don't want to kill the good bacteria, right?
Why?
Now, sometimes you want to be sure to kill all that. But this obsessiveness with killing every bacteria in life, not a good thing.
Am I going to have to learn how to line up the good bacteria and the bad bacteria so that I'm not going to have to learn how to do that, am I?
You don't have to at all. But just don't be a freak about it.
Right.
So cool water, if you're washing your hands, cool water is fine. You just need to get it off of you. You don't need to kill everything.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right. Hot water actually cuts through oil better, but it can also damage your skin, so it makes you susceptible to bacteria.
I got to wrap it up. I want to say Neomed, folks. Neomed, the man's name, Neomed. That's what I use in sinus rinse.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.